This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. Top stories of the hour first. Government inaugurates mini-grid special program as a part of Bright Nepal campaign. Energy Minister Barsamaan Pun says government aims to complete electrification of 40 districts this year. Chairman of Nepal Communist Party Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda clarifies there is no dispute in the party. Ministry of Land Management, Cooperative and Poverty Alleviation says government has restored 284 bigas of government and public lands registered in the name of individual in various districts, and 33 Turkish soldiers killed in attack in Idlib. Now news in detail. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has emphasized on strengthening of electrification, industry, hotel, housing, roads and communications for the sustainable economic growth of our West region. Addressing the third circle of art tourism festival organized by Bhimdatta municipality today, President Bhandari asked the state government to prioritize West Sethi, Pancheshwar, Kailas, Mansarovar. President for the state, concerned bodies should take initiative for the infrastructure development of Sukla Fata. Speaking at the program, Chief Minister of Far Western Province, Trilochan Vatta, said the state government has prioritized five development corridors. Today itself, President made an audience of Ugratara Bhagavati. Nepal Communist Party Chairman Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has claimed that there is no dispute in the party. Chairman Prachanda further said that Prime Minister and Party Chair K.P. Sarma Oli will follow the decision of recommending Party Vice Chair Bamdev Gautam as a member of National Assembly taken by the party's secretariat meeting. Addressing a program in Chitwan today, Chairman Prachanda added that as the recommendation was made by the meeting of the party's secretariat chaired by the both's chairman, there is no question of not implementing the decision. Today itself, Chairman Dahal inaugurated the International Exhibition of Nepal Poultry 2020, organized by Nepal Poultry Association in Chitwan. Inaugurating the exhibition, Chairman Dahal stressed on research in increasing productivity and enhancing quality in entrepreneurship in country. Energy Minister Barsamaan Pun has inaugurated a special program related to extending mini-grid under the Bright Nepal campaign today. Inaugurating a program amidst a special ceremony organized in Kathmandu today, Minister Pun said the government has set a target to provide complete electricity facilities to 40 districts within this year. The minister further said the government aims to extend electricity facility to all the households in the country. The energy minister informed that 370 million rupees has been allocated for operating at least 200 mini-grids by the end of this year. On the occasion, Law Minister of Sudhir Pashim Province, Prakash Bahadur Shah, said the mini-grids will provide electricity facilities at the areas where national grid line is absent. Likewise, National Planning Commission member Dr. Krishna Prasad Oli informed that under the Bright Nepal campaign, the government has set a target to produce 127 megawatt electricity in next 5 years through Alternative Energy Promotion Centre. Land Management, Cooperative and Poverty Alleviation Ministry has stated that the registration of 248 bigas of public land that was illegally occupied or registered by individuals have been revoked. Addressing a press meet to inform about the work progress within the last 2 years, Minister Padma Kumari Arial claimed that the government has taken a stride to bring back public lands clearing encroachment. Minister Arial also claimed that the preparation of managing freed bonded laborers and tenants has come to the final phase, and the process of forming Landless Squatters Commission has been forwarded to solve the problems of squatters through legal provisions. The minister also said modern and technically sound system of land survey has been brought into practice. More than 1,093 border pillars along the Nepal-India borders have been rebuilt and another 890 pillars have been mended. Ministry sources also informed that the ministry has formed a technical study commission for protecting public and Guti lands, and works have been forwarded to solve the existing problems. Likewise, Integrated Land Management Bill has begun by bringing all the land-related laws together. Ministry also presented the work of measuring the height of Sagarmatha in domestic sources as one of the important works of the government. Meantime, the ministry also informed that the ministry has distributed 391,831 poor family identity cards in 26 districts across the country. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiora has stressed the need for financial stability. Inaugurating the third international conference on economics and finance organized by Nepal Rashtra Bank in Kathmandu today, Finance Minister Dr. Khatiora said the government has moved ahead for financial stability and economic growth, saying they are interconnected. Minister Dr. Khatiora further added that financial inclusiveness should be integrated into banking activities. On the occasion, Nepal Rashtra Bank Governor Dr. Chiranjeevi Nepal said, the Nepal Rashtra Bank has lately increased investment in production sector like agriculture and energy, which he said will help stabilize country's economy. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेड मा नि आयो
1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रीपेड को पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिया थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकम को GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइन मा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बर मा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Women, children and senior citizen Minister Parbat Gurung has claimed that now no one will have to stay at a chowkot or menstrual hut that segregated women during their periods. Addressing a press meet organized to mark the 100th day of assumption of the office, Minister Gurung vowed to take the country free of menstrual hut within this fiscal year. Meantime, he also said an international conference will be held in Kathmandu to end the superstitions about menstruation. Nepali Congress has begun the process of renewal and distribution of active party membership as a part of preparation of upcoming party general convention. The party sources said, as per the party's statute, the process of renewal of the membership will be carried out by the district committees of the party, and the issuance of new membership will be led by the regional committees of the party. Congress spokesperson Bishop Prakash Sharma said, as per the party's central committee meeting, maximum 50% of the existing members of active membership of the party can be added while distributing new memberships. Chief Secretary at the Nepali Congress headquarters, Krishna Prasad Podil, said the work of party unification will be completed within a few days hence. Former Communications Minister Gokul Prasad Baskota has filed a defamation case against Bijay Prakash Mishra in the Kathmandu District Court today. Former Minister Baskota was forced to resign after an audio record was made public by Bijay Prakash Sharma, alleging him of demanding commission in course of the procurement of the security printing press. Information officer at the court, Gyan Bahadur Karki, confirmed the filing of the case by Baskota. A 50-bed capacity military hospital has come into operation in Itahari of Sunsari from today. Inaugurating the hospital, Army Chief Purna Chandra Thapa informed that the hospital has been constructed with the financial aid of Nepal Army Welfare Fund to provide medical facilities to Army personnel, their dependents and ex-Army personnel at the local level. Nepal Army has informed that the hospital provides general OPD, medical OPD, dental, pathology, ENT, gyno, pharmacy, radiology, physiotherapy and other health services from the hospital. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on some international updates. At least 33 Turkish soldiers have died in a Syrian government attack in opposition held northwestern Syria in a major escalation of the conflict. Turkey, which backs the opposition, says it hits 200 government targets in response, killing 309 Syrian soldiers. Russia, Syria's key military ally, says Turkey's troops were attacked in Idlib province by Syrian forces while operating alongside jihadist fighters. Meantime, the European Union has warned the crisis could descend into a serious conflict. The rapid spread of coronavirus raised fears of a pandemic on Friday, with countries on the three continents reporting their first cases and Swiss authorities cancelling the Zion Geneva car show. World share market crashed again, compounding their worst week since 2008 global financial crisis and bringing the global wipeout to $5 trillion. Hopes that the epidemic that started in China last year would be over in months and the economic activities would quickly return to normal have been shattered as the number of international cases have spiraled. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. We have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government inaugurates mini-grid special program as part of Bright Nepal campaign. Energy Minister Barshaman Pun says government aims to complete electrification of 40 districts this year. Chairman of Nepal Communist Party Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda clarifies there is no dispute in the party. Ministry of Land Management, Cooperative and Poverty Alleviation says government has restored 284 acres of government and public land registered in the name of individual in various districts. And 33 Turkish soldiers killed in an attack in Idlib. That's the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English bulletin is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.
A special weather bulletin for mountaineering expedition teams.
Welcome to this special weather bulletin. General weather. It will be generally cloudy with chances of light snowfall at few places of all three regions of the country. Now in direction, wind speed and temperatures in the western region at different altitudes. At 3,000 meters, 250 degrees, 10 knots and 5 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 250 degrees, 20 knots and minus 17 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 260 degrees, 30 knots and minus 29 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 250 degrees, 45 knots and minus 44 degrees Celsius. Likewise, wind direction, wind speed and temperatures in the central region at different altitude. At 3,000 meters, 290 degrees, 15 knots and 5 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 260 degrees, 30 knots and minus 15 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 260 degrees, 35 knots and minus 28 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 260 degrees, 50 knots and minus 43 degrees Celsius. Similarly, wind direction, wind speed and temperatures in the eastern region at different altitude. At 3,000 meters, 270 degrees, 5 knots and 5 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 270 degrees, 25 knots and minus 14 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 260 degrees, 35 knots and minus 27 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 260 degrees, 55 knots and minus 42 degrees Celsius. That's the end of this special weather bulletin from Radio Nepal.